Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you from on any topic under the small business sun, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. You know, folks, it's happened to all of us. You're being waited on in a restaurant, or you're buying a product, or at a retail establishment of some kind, or you're returning something to somebody, to a merchant. And as the employee who's waiting on you is delivering whatever kind of service they're delivering, what do you do immediately? Instantaneously, they whatever they may do, right? You say thank you, right? Well, good for you. Your mother would be so proud because you still say please and thank you. You know, I found that life is so much better when we just do what our mothers taught us to do. Haven't you found that to be true? Mothers, I know you appreciate that little bit of love right there, don't you? It's the truth. Whatever your mother told you to do, taught you to do, if you just do that, life would be simpler. But somewhere along the way, folks, all this kindergarten stuff got hijacked from the marketplace. And I don't know what happened. And it's difficult to pinpoint where these things run off the rails. But the bad news is, after you say thank you for having your water filled or your order completed, what do you get these days? When someone waits on you, and as they're doing it, you say thank you, what is the next thing the employee will do these days? You know what I'm talking about. You've heard it yourself. Let's all say it together. The employee says, incredibly, no problem. I see you nodding your head. You know what I'm talking about. You may be shaking your head in disgust or disbelief, but you say thank you, and the employee says, no problem. So, basically, from that response, are you and I to think that just asking for or just allowing the service to be delivered, that we've created some kind of a problem from which you and I should be forgiven? Should we feel relief that we've been redeemed by this person with a no-problem absolution? Ladies and gentlemen, the English language, at least the way Americans use the English language, I know that it's devolved to a level that makes us feel nostalgic for casual, for just, you know, casual language. But when did the sublime "it's my pleasure" turn into the subpar "no problem"? Well, my friends, let's get one thing straight: no problem is a problem. And for small businesses, when no problem is used in a conversation with a customer where "you're welcome" should be, or "it's my pleasure" should be, it's a serious problem that, in my opinion, over time, could be the equivalent of a business death wish. Oh, you think I'm overreacting? Well, let me ask you a few questions. How much money do you spend getting a customer to do business with you, just to get them to come in and do business with you? Have you thought about that? How much energy and resources do you invest in making sure your products or your pricing or whatever you cluck over all day long, you know, and in your dreams, so that they're just right? How much do you invest in that? How many sleepless nights do you spend worrying about how to compete with the big boxes? Every small business owner does this. Now that we've established, my friends, the enormity of the answers to those questions, have you checked to make sure that no employee of yours ever causes one of your customers to think, even subliminally, that the mere fact that they're doing business with you could be any kind of a problem? Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Does no problem annoy you? Does it bug you as much as it does me? We've got to work on this, my friends. Because, as I said to you in the previous segment, the only thing that's unique about the contact your business has with a customer is the experience that they have with you, how they feel about doing business with you. Everything else, including your service, is a commodity. Everything. Everything. Except the experience that they have with you. So, here's another question. In what universe does no problem help your business maximize the positive emotions of a wonderful customer experience? Well, you know the answer to that, right? It doesn't. So, my friends, stop saying it. And train your employees to stop saying it. Stop saying no problem. Don't even say no worries. Like the Aussies do. Maybe this is where it got started. I don't know. Maybe it came from Jamaica. I don't know where it came from. But no problem is a problem, folks. There must be dozens of different ways in the English language to express your delight in serving a customer without saying no problem. Find out what those are, two or three of them, and use them. And remember, folks, remember this. Please, just like your mother taught you, please and thank you, and you're welcome. Otherwise, you got a problem. Think about it, folks. Let's get rid. Let's kill. Let's rip no problem right out of the marketplace and squash it and never let it resurrect itself. No problem for small business owners is a problem. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Jim Sebascu after these messages. Stay with me.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.